now return to The French Lieutenant's Woman.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
One of the things about Josh's new gig that he has is that if he is going to be working in houses like he showed me a clip of today with,
yes,
I'm going to just cry every day to look at one of the coolest golf simulators I have ever seen in my life. Was this a demo somewhere, or was this actually in somebody's home?
So today I have, and I'm broadcasting now from the company I work with, the division in Orlando. So I don't work with the Orlando division, but we have a nice experience center where homeowners can come and play with the toys and stuff that they want to buy. And one of the things is a $120,000 golf simulator.
I said to Josh when I saw a picture of this thing, I said I would throw everything, and I mean everything, out of my garage. I would clear out the garage. I would find a way.
All the pipe and drain?
I would get all. Well, that's long gone.
I know. I'm just joking.
I would get rid of all of it. It was. Oh my God! I said. What
he
did
told
I say
me,
to you? I said.
He
oh, hold
told
on, just
me,
a second.
Okay.
Hold on. All right. Okay. Hold on, just a second.
Is it Club Mike? What are we doing here?
Hold on. Wait, Dance I'm Club. I'm trying something here. Just bear with me. All right.
I believe we're now trying live.
Oh, the thing.
The demo.
Hello.
Hi, it's Anne calling on behalf of the Boston Herald. Am I speaking to you, Michael?
This is.
I'm just calling to thank you for subscribing. And I'm not sure if it was an oversight. We haven't received your.
I don't have a subscription. To Boston
electronic paper to sign up.
No, I don't want.
Get an email.
I mean, how do they? They
you
give
know what
you.
I can renew you today.
What? What do you say?
Well, I can see here that you are the one who signed up. Get an email, cmeemw@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's the one. Yep. Okay. Okay. I don't want.
And you know what? Here's what I can do today, because currently you have a balance owed $12. Instead of paying that, you can just pay today $4.
I don't pay. I don't have a subscription. I don't have pay. I don't have pay.
Oh, you're the.
I don't have pay. I don't read. I don't read paper. I don't get paper.
All right then.
How do I pay when I don't get paper? You're not, you ask for money for nothing that you give back to me. I'm confused.
Now, I can see here you're the one who signed up, so that's why there's a subscription.
What? Say again? Hello?
Yeah, you have a subscription because you signed up.
A long time ago, back 1965, 68, something like that. Long time ago.
No, you signed up recently in 2024.
What is recent? What is recent? Yeah. What is recent? You say recently. What is recently? Come on now, you
lady.
Yeah,
2024, you signed up for electronic paper.
Ah, 2024. No way. How?
Thank you for your time.
No, wait. I have a question. You answered question? Hello?
Oh, dear.
All right. Hey, it works.
It really does.
Rob, you can't. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. Rob, you can't be giggling on the other end. You gotta control yourself. You can't giggle. You gotta mute your giggle.
All right,
or there'll be a He's such a bonehead. You really are. I swear to God.
Mike, look at what you're telling me to do is to not ruin your prank phone call.
Yeah.
That makes me a bonehead.
Yes.
But how great is it that the phone worked on Mike's first try?
It's fantastic.
First attempt.
Yes.
And Mike, and I mean, he owes $12 to the Boston Herald, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I do. I'll deal with that after. It's Red Sox stuff. That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you resubscribe when the season comes back?
No. Okay. I had the I went through and got rid of all those things because I don't use them enough. Mm-hmm. Of it. You know, and what do I want to read an article from Howie effing Carr? I don't want to deal with that. So
I know not this Howie Carr.
So I've taken to, we kind of bookend the show with beautiful video.
Yeah.
And the video that I bring to you, I don't know what Rob's process is, but the video that I bring to you is different, usually every day, vastly different in many cases, because what I bring to you, I exclusively take from people sending it to me. There is a reason people send things to me. Mm-hmm. And I now am very proud to say that I think I've developed a bit of a skill to identify AI, and this is definitely AI, and I give you three examples today.
All right.
And then there's one final thing that I I'll use, a little palate cleanser.
Great.
But all I need to know, first of all, I know it's AI, I know mm-hmm. it's real, obviously, but tell me, why are people sending these kind of clips to me? That's
right.
The question I have for everybody. I really want to find out why.
Do you have a preference?
The two ladies followed by the guy to balance it out. Let's see the man, right, the see. Ladies of larger carriage followed by the man of larger carriage.
Okay.
You best get away from my last ding dong.
Oh no. Wow.
Yeah. There it is.
I like it, Mike. I like that you bring us the difference between AI and real.
The only thing is, yes.
That 6 months ago, Mike would have brought this and said, is this AI?
What is this?
Months ago, he would have said, this is not AI.
I will say this. Yes. I will say this, that, it still begs the question, why me? Why send to me? Well, let's take a look at the other.
Maybe the next
one.
Video helps.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
let's take a
peek
at the next one.
Salad again this year, I'm going to be pissed. Grandpa, you a hoe!
Okay, I think, Mike, that requires a bit of explanation because there was a lot on there. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you do that for our audio people, and that's very kind
of
you.
What you
do
have
that.
There is, it looked like a very placid Christmas scene.
Yes.
And the tree
lovely,
was there.
Lovely,
and
it was, sweater that the young lady is
and
wearing.
And such a big sweater.
Right.
And she was a larger woman, and she had some sort of dust-up with what looked like a lover, or maybe her husband.
No, it was not. It was, I think, perhaps a family gathering, and she got a gift that she was not happy about
from her husband,
from her hubby,
and when she stood, the floor gave way.
It gave way. Now, turnabout is fair play here. I do not discriminate. There are men and women of larger carriage.
This
and
is true.
I probably saved. This is not my last video. I have two more, but this is the second to last, and of the trifecta of heavyweights.
All right.
This probably is the most significant disaster after a large person participates in something that they shouldn't.
As I'll ever be.
A bungee jumping.
Yeah.
I love this.
The bungee cord could not contain him.
It looks all right and real until he hits the ground.
Yeah. Are they trying to
you can
imply
get away with
that,
it.
That yeah. Are they implying that fat people explode?
I think it was just the big hole in the ground.
Yeah, it was a little Roadrunner and Coyote-ish. Coyote.
And the last video, I will simply let you judge it on its own merit.
Great.
It is not related to the previous ones, but take a gander to get your palate cleansed for today's show. Roger. Oh, wait, stop. All right, let me start it again. I want to start it over. Okay, so this is CGI also. I forgot to set it up.
Okay,
AI. I mean, this is, same thing. AI, this is really, there have been a series of actual videos that show people pranking with their Ring doorbells and their cameras outside.
Sure. Well, there's
the people that are porch pirates.
To deal with porch pirates by having them explode with glitter.
Glitter and, or something
and
like that.
What it was, I think maybe there were a few that were real back in the day. Yes. Then they started making them where they were just too beautifully framed and, you know, oh, this is an AI thing.
Of course.
And then I like this person because whoever did this decided that they would take it to its total extreme. Mm-hmm. And really, if I had a porch pirate, In a perfect world, the volume of explosions that you're going to witness here with porch pirates is exactly how I'd like to see it happen. It's not real, but enjoy if it was.
All right.
So now you're going to put my video on YouTube and laugh at me? I'm going to sue you! I had seen these paint bombs before, but I never believed they were real!
All right, there are more. Hold on. Here you go.
That was a TV.
Ah, what the heck?
Oh, paintball gun.
There you go. These explosions are big enough to kill a person.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
Oh, my God.
And
that one is crazy. All right. Anyway.
Is it my monitor? Or...
Yes, Rob. What? I can't hear you over the explosions. I'm trying.
Is it my monitor? Are most of the explosions resulting in green smoke?
Seems like the green dye.
It's kind of like a. It looks almost like the old Adam West Batman when an explosion would happen.
Well, and also I think that dyes in banks have been used for years and years and years.
Dye packs, yes.
This has been around for a while. I don't know. You know, who knows what's real anymore? But I thought I'd start with that today.
I believe it was the Beatles who said, "Nothing is real."
Nothing is real.
Yeah.
What was that one?
That was Strawberry Fields.
Strawberry Fields. Picture yourself with marmalade skies.
Nothing.
All right, Rob, if you don't mind,
This is why it's so hard to explain what this show is.
Yes.
I disagree.
We went from a phone call to AI videos.
To the Beatles.
And now to sports.
Yes.
Now with sports, here's our sports anchor. No. Here's what happened, Rob, and this is why this is relevant. I'll explain it to you
since you're
a non-sports guy.
I appreciate it.
As Bill O'Reilly would say, you're a non-sports guy.
Thank you, Bill.
So here it is. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, Josh's team fired their coach.
Yes, the Ravens, the Baltimore
After
Ravens.
18 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, my team fired their coach a long time ago and had an interim coach that had no chance of getting the job.
Your team, the Giants, the New York Football Giants, they fire their coach a lot, don't they?
They fire their coach every other year.
And this is sort of remarkable that, is it Mr. Harbaugh that was with the...
John Harbaugh, I am suitably impressed with your body of knowledge about this particular
subject. It's just cursory, Mike. It's all it is. But so, after 18 years, I mean, that's like 9 coaches worth for the Giants.
And now he's out
of Baltimore.
The Giants have dabbled in assistants. They've hired assistant coaches from successful teams to plug in to see, hey, now you get your chance, because they've alleged that the assistants are the reason the team is successful, when nothing could be further from the truth. They're a bunch of boneheads. Now, the last time the Giants had real postseason success, they didn't hire an assistant. They hired another head coach that had some success with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That man's name was Tom Coughlin.
I remember that name.
Won one with Eli Manning back in the heyday. Back in the heyday.
That, Josh, you that predates you, but Mike used to come in on Mondays and sing "Eli's Coming" by the Three Dog Night.
Eli's coming.
It was a happy time for Mike. Absolutely.
So now the faithful of the New York Giants are all a quiver. They are quivering like I've never seen them quiver before, with the possibility of getting John Harbaugh. And I wanted to talk to our resident Baltimorean to find out exactly how he feels about the coach and getting fired
And I did text Mike this morning because I saw Adam Scheffler saying that the Giants seem to be the favorite for Harbaugh.
Scheffler.
But I also saw that his agent said that there are currently 7 openings in the NFL. And he received phone calls from all seven of them within 45 minutes of John Harbaugh being fired.
I hate agents. So God, I hate everybody agents. Wants I really him. Hate
Who
agents.
Who knows if it's a lie, but you don't get a Hall of Fame coach available that often. And yeah. John Harbaugh is
Harbaugh still related by Joe? Is he still represented by Joe Coyne?
Hi, guys. Listen, stay cool. We've got a who? Do you know who represents him? That's more detail than I got. Yeah, I exactly. didn't know that.
Top ahead, I don't know. Okay. I was reading it's it last night.
Scott Boris is more of a baseball guy, right?
Yeah, it's not Boris.
It's not Boris. I hate agents.
Is it Irving Swifty?
Boris owns everyone else in Baltimore.
Irving Swifty Lazar is his representation. But
who is the guy, who's the big agent in the NFL that represents everybody for a while?
Oh, God, and he was based on the Jerry Maguire guy.
Yes. I forgot what his name is. Anyway, somebody will get it in the comments. Somebody tell me who the super agent is for NFL players. So, Josh, let's do a dive here. Yes, I know there are seven openings, but really, the cherry gig, you know, I mean, these little town blues, okay?
Oh, of course.
I mean,
really.
And here's the thing. Is John
Drew
Harbaugh,
Rosenhaus, thank you, York Rat.
That's
you
guy.
Rock.
That's
very
you
good.
Rock.
Very
thank
good.
You very much. Drew Rosenhaus, that's it. Yeah.
So, Harbaugh is a Hall of Fame coach. He's one of the best coaches in football. He kind of gave Lamar too much of a leash.
Is he literally? I'm sorry to interrupt. Is he literally in the Hall of Fame? I mean, has he been voted?
No. I want to hear what he says. No, I want to hear what he says.
On the path, like when you look at current coaches. Everyone says he will end up in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, that, I just wanted
you
to know.
You don't go in the Hall of Fame while coaching.
While coaching. That's it just seemed weird that he was saying that. I wanted to clear that up.
He will be.
Mike, your eyes are striking today.
And it was interesting going into that Steelers game on Sunday because it was John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin, both great coaches, both have been with their teams for 18, 19 years, and it was kind of rumor was whoever loses that game is going to get fired.
Yeah,
because
I heard that.
And everyone in Baltimore loves John Harbaugh, but he's kind of just worn his welcome because the Ravens, it's a different standard when you're in the playoffs every year. Mm-hmm. So it's a standard of when your quarterback's winning the MVP 2 years and the best case you're getting is getting knocked out the first round of the playoffs every single time. One stat I saw today with Harbaugh was his coaching career for games within 5 points, he's like 45-65. And he's lost more games than any other coach with less than 5 points. And that's been the frustrating thing in Baltimore with John, is it seems like he gets us to the games. He gets us, we're in every single game, but just like Sunday, we lost by 2 points. And it seems like it's always one drop, one pass, one kick that loses us the game, when the true answer is a good coach, a good team should not be in the position to lose the games all the time by one play.
Okay, beautifully done. I get it. I get what you're saying. I
didn't want him fired, but I understand why. And when you talk about him and Lamar, a story came out in the news like 2 weeks
Jackson,
ago about Lamar.
About. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, the quarterback of the Ravens, about how he's up all night playing video games, how they took morning practices and moved them back to afternoons because Lamar's too tired in the morning.
Okay.
And it seems like John Harbaugh gave in to these things and kind of lost the clubhouse through babying his quarterback. And
maybe.
You know what? If you win the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. But when it doesn't work, you look stupid for letting your young quarterback dictate things.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Look soft.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
All right. That's it. Well, I love hearing the other side. That's really, really cool.
No,
I love
that. I think he's an excellent coach. He's going to succeed wherever he goes. For you, I would love it if he ended up in New York.
Right now the favorite probably in a lot of cities to go there. So it's that's all we have. We don't have the games as Giants fans. So now all we have is hope. And can they turn it around?
But they'll always be.
And Harbaugh.
Bob McCarty said, as a Steelers fan, I'm going to miss seeing sad Harbaugh.
Oh, that's sad. That is.
And Pittsburgh fans
and
suck.
You know what? And I wanted Tomlin. I was hoping Tomlin would get fired so we could bring back the replay of him trying to trip our guys in the playoffs.
A very big rivalry.
Step out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge rivalry, and it changes over the years. It's no longer Flacco and Roethlisberger, but the rivalry sticks. So it's always fun. And John Harbaugh's other knock against them is that he's too loyal. So there's been times where people would push and be like, our offense is bland. We got to fire the offensive coordinator, or we got to fire the defensive coordinator. And he's loyal to his guys, so he wouldn't do it. It would, okay. He'd have to be hard-pressed and really required by ownership to fire someone.
Mike, okay. I'm curious, just as a sidelight here, did you happen to watch over the break the movie The Baltimoreans?
No, I've heard of it, though.
Yeah, well, Josh recommended it, and okay. There are some wonderful jokes at the expense of the franchise and their fans It's really funny.
Yes, there is a great scene talking about the Ravens. That's a lot of fun.
It is
the Ravens, dear boy.
Highly recommended movie, Mike. It was right in your lap. You would love it.
You know what? If
you know Baltimore, it's worth watching.
It is.
Just for the visual and the Ravens jokes.
It's such a beautiful city.
Just up the super slab.
I will say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I will say one more thing is Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens. I know him a little bit because I used to work on his home. I designed all his AV systems in his homes and his yacht.
Did you almost finish all of them but just left it a little short?
Do you picture right now, Rob, that there are like a little horseshoe of Josh's new coworkers around that are listening to this?
I do. As a matter of fact, I do,
I know. I'm in like a closet, and they tell me the room is soundproof, and I have no clue.
I just think he's like, it's just that you're doing a nice little spiel, though, throwing an owner in there. That's a good thing.
Well, really good. Everyone outside this room I've met 5 minutes ago. So, we'll see. But
and they are suitably impressed.
And I said I had a Zoom. I said I had a Zoom meeting. I had to hop on. So, I didn't want to get into the podcast. But so I know the Bisciottis, the owners, pretty well. I did at the time. And what was interesting is I was working with him and had a relationship with him. Last time he had to fire a coach, and that was Brian Billick, I guess 19 years ago.
What a run for a coach. Yeah, that's great.
I believe we've only had 2 or 3 coaches in the Ravens history.
Yeah, amazing. But, very, very spoiled fan base.
Exactly. And Billick was also a Super Bowl winning coach. And I talked to him about it, and because he is also a loyal guy, Bisciotti. And it was really hard for him to fire Billick because they had become close friends.
Yeah.
And the same thing.
He said this when he was bringing Josh something to drink.
Mm-hmm. No. So the same thing happened with him and John Harbaugh, where they were very close. So I know it's hard for him. And what kicked it off with Billick was the feeling that he had lost the clubhouse, that the players did not respect that voice anymore. And that's the same feeling and rumors that there's been about John Harbaugh. So it makes sense.
For
a relocation. Doesn't mean he's a bad coach. It's just time to freshen things up.
For a relocation where he will return to his former greatness and he will attain a Super Bowl championship with the New York Giants. And after that, he will be rewarded handsomely by the loyalty and love of the people of New York.
Mike, do you remember what you were saying last week about this very franchise?
Yeah, I know. I was saying the same goddamn thing. Yeah, it's very frustrating. But
look, when you coached baseball,
a coach can change a team like this. Look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. They went from a laughingstock to in the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. Well, they did a big change. This
also, the Jaguars.
Mike, the headline read,
"That's what I said."
Jag-wired is what it said because they were so excited. When you were coaching baseball, didn't you move practices to the afternoon?
I did, so that the kids could sleep in. That was the main one when I was coaching my fall ball. Now there is a short list for the Giants head coach. And Kevin Stefanski out of Cleveland was fired by the Browns. Mm-hmm. He's on that list also. But there is one particular candidate who people haven't been talking about much, and we have a clip from him right here.
Oh, great!
It's Gary Busey. Listen to this.
That's a trick play.
It's Gary Busey.
Can we hear it one more time? Mike?
Yes. Okay. Here we go. Let's.
Hey, it's Gary Busey. Listen to this.
And see, as a Ravens fan, that's my fear: is that we're going to go to someone like that.
Mike, I want to send you just the isolated. This is Gary Busey. Listen to this, and then you can play anything. Okay. And it's like Gary Busey's playing it.
Gary Busey. Hey, yeah, how Gary you doing, Busey, everybody? Yeah.
He looks so good.
So we'll see. We'll wait and see. I know I was going to come in here today and report on my Tai Chi in a chair.
Yeah.
Tai chair. I just couldn't make it on time. I understand.
What if we moved it to the afternoon?
What if we changed it to in bed?
I had adult beverages more than it's been a stressful holiday season, so I had more than two.
Mike, the holiday season is over.
Yeah, but yesterday I was back with all my mates, and
all right,
it was festive, and
I had just three. Beer. It barely counts.
I am here to tell you that I had three Guinnesses after my round of grog, and that officially wrecked me this morning.
It's a heavy beverage.
Morning.
You need to switch to like Michelob Ultra, like Billy Bob.
Right.
Because he's an alcoholic, but Michelob Ultra doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. I am very, very intent on getting back on track, but it's been a long time. Incidentally, I put this fact in my Tai Chi headline that I wrote for myself. By the way, every time I play golf, I walk at least 2 miles. Now, you might not think that is true with a golf cart, but you do. 2 miles, and on the other course, 3 miles. So there, hearty har har har.
So who are you saying that to? Yourself? No one challenged you.
I'm saying that to myself because I do at least get, I get steps in, but I want to, you know...
What if you started?
I watch these videos and they really motivate me. And you see a guy that is like just sitting in a chair and he's going like this.
Yeah, and he looks beautiful.
And then he gets shredded.
What if you did that? What if you did the Tai chair on the golf course?
I bet I could.
Or Mike at the bar after the game, you could do Tai chair. And also, would it hurt you to get a table further from the bar?
Yeah, here's how I drink.
Tai chair. Oh, Mike, and I welcome you to the world of Tai chair.
By the way, very tricky when we're doing sight gags with these narrow shots. It's very interesting. You know?
But I'm glad you're making it work.
Give me a wide shot. Are you able to give me a wide shot from up there in Orlando, Josh, so that I get a solo shot and then do my Tai Chi drinking? All right,
I believe so. Let me see.
Let's see if this works. Yeah. I'm very excited about it right now. Here we go.
I always like when you work with martial arts, Mike, and you've always been good at it. I remember we did a slow-mo video of you.
Uh-oh, that's not right.
That's Josh.
That's four Joshes. That's four Joshes that we see right there.
Here's a story.
Yeah,
there we go.
Right.
There's Mike cut in half.
There's a Josh, a Rob, and two Mikes.
Yeah.
And Mike, you're high. Those look like bad seats at the ballpark. There you go.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Grasshopper. Thank you, Grasshopper. I like that shot, too. I kind of like that shot. So we'll see. And I also downloaded a workout program for my son, Kids Calisthenics, that I am going to
Do they spell it? Tell me they spell calisthenics with a K.
K. Crazy Calisthenics.
See, now I'm in. I'm right, all in.
Kids with a Z.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you, Dirk Vastrick. Welcome back, Dirk. Happy New Year. That's for Mike's Boston Globe subscription.
And you have some money left over. That's great. Very generous.
Oh, I have a new song. Oh, creditors. Oh, creditors. Please stay away from me. Oh, creditors. Oh, creditors. Spectrum. Please stay away from me.
There's an old song, Rivers Stay Away From My Door. That's what you should be singing.
What is that from?
That is, it's an old standard, I believe. I think Frank did it on Come Sing With Me. Yeah.
Old Man River, that
No, it's different.
Old Man River.
It's River, stay away from my door.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. By the way, I have done an official deep dive into 6-7. You know what the kids are all saying, because it has been coming up on so many lists and so many end of year, beginning of year things.
An issue at my family's Yankee swap this year. And my family is not hip or cool. If it trickles down to my family.
I don't think you have to explain that when you talk about doing a Yankee swap. For God's sake, that is the definition of not hip.
Mike, I'll tell you what.
Isn't that, don't you picture candles if somebody's doing a Yankee
swap? No. I am jealous of the Yankee swap. I think it's fun.
It is, Mike.
It's much
because
better than what my family does.
It introduces competition and hatefulness into the holiday, and I'm never happy at the hanky swap until someone's crying. Hopefully a child.
Right.
Yankee Swamp. I'm Gary Busey. It's time for the Yankee Swamp. All right. So I'm going to put it in
you
the air.
Leave, you want someone to leave upset.
Yeah, you do. Absolutely. This I year was Part Robert. Yeah, Robert was very upset this year.
I am putting in this right now, and it is in AI mode. And explain 6-7. And here we go.
All right.
In 2026, 6-7, pronounced 6-7.
That's clever.
In a viral internet meme and slang term primarily used by Generation Alpha and Gen Z, the phrase emerged in early 25 and reached peak ubiquity by the end of the year. The song, that's one of the reasons, it originated from the drill rap song Doot Doot 6-7. I don't know how
you
that
have
goes.
That mic on cassette. I've got,
it
on, don't you?
Yeah, I've got it on a continuous loop in my automobile.
A cart.
So Skrilla, the Philadelphia rapper, where he, I saw him in the Mummers Parade.
Mike, I know you love the Mummers Parade. Was it weird this
Which
year?
Which really
not being...
ought to be referred to as the White People Parade.
Well, it also the Hungover White People Parade.
Or the Still Getting drunk, Hungover White People Parade.
Do you miss participating in the Mummers Parade?
Well, you know, I try to, you know, there's a difference between Philadelphia and Baltimore, but it's close.
It is.
The Philadelphia accent and the Baltimore accent are very, very, very
Philly
close.
Philly leans more towards water on water than Baltimore does, I think.
I have a trivia, a Mummers trivia question.
Oh, good. This is
for
a new
this
is a new daily bit, Josh.
The Mummers Parade piqued my interest by watching these bands warming up by walking the streets of Philadelphia with these bands and playing, and they several of them, more than one, played a particular Christmas song with the banjos and the saxophones. That's the core of the band. They got a little drummer. Mm-hmm. They might have an occasional bass, big like bass player.
Sure.
But they don't have any brass trumpets or trombones or anything. It's saxophones and banjos, and they played one particular geographically focused Christmas song that I found. I could not stop watching it.
Could it possibly be O Little Town of Bethlehem?
No. When I say geographic, it's like where they're celebrating.
Oh, Crabs for Christmas?
That's a really slow one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can play it fast. So something Philadelphia-oriented. Santa, Please Kill Our Team This Year. Is that the name of it?
I'm going to find it for you.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Is it a song that I'll know?
Yeah, you're going to know it. This is the one that I absolutely... Oh. Hey, thank you very much. Jim Amato, another one from Pittsburgh. Some shekels to keep the creditors. Okay. All right. To Dirk and Jim, thank you. We get it.
It's a plan.
And here we go. Let me play this for you.
Philadelphia.
Right.
Oh, Melikalikimaka. Maka. That's great.
This here is the Avalon Street Band.
I sure do love Hawaii because it's in the water.
This is what turned me on and got me into the Mummers. I really like the Mummers.
What is a mummer? Any idea?
It's a German origin word.
Oh, so they're hateful
that
people.
That is like performers. That's how about that? Pretty good pull on my
That's
part.
That's very
right?
good pull, yeah.
All right, let me turn it off. All right, thank you. Those are their mummers there.
People should know that is the official theme song of this show all year round.
Hold on. Don't come in and grab my phone for no reason without an explanation when I'm doing the show. And you're knocking my camera all over the place. What's going on here?
Hold on.
They can't see. What's going on? You got to really lean in now because they're...
Oh, there he is. Right, hey, buddy.
Yeah,
Boston Globe's calling him too.
I want to check if I have practice tonight or not.
What's
with the sexy voice? No,
it's Wednesday. Today's Wednesday.
Practice is Thursday. It's not tonight. Huh? Do you have practice tonight?
I want to see.
All right. We're going to find out if he has.
He came in
tonight.
To ask you a
question.
You got
a bad ankle. You're not going anyway. Yeah. Don't sweat.
No, he tried to check his dad's calendar on the phone.
No, what he did is he came in to ask a question and then prove Mike wrong. This is like classic behavior of a wife.
Hold on just a second. We're trying to find out if my kid has his baseball. What do they do to the camera? Yeah. You're not
do you think his practice is at 6'7"?
6'7".
And his team is called the Mummers.
All right. Did you find out? Why are you doing
it? What was it called?
Here, hold on. Let me get it. All right.
That was the most off-camera 6'7" I've ever seen.
Well, right. And Mike, who's now the expert on 6'7", goes, why are you doing that?
That's right.
All right. Like, Mike
today
did not know.
Well, 6'8". He's a classic 6'7"-er. Yeah. He doesn't involve the hand gesture. That's sort of new school.
How's the ankle?
It hurts to walk.
All right. Well, you're not going then. Okay. I agree. You sprained his ankle playing football today. So there's that.
Sad.
So sad.
More
right?
Video games.
Oh, now it's doing this again. It's following me.
It is.
All right. Sorry about that. Where the hell am I in the show? I've lost my place.
You were talking about
completely.
How you love the Mummers and the
Melikalikimaka. Yeah, well, anyway, that's it. But then when I saw the parade and I really turned it on, went searching for the streaming service that had it, was a local Philly station. And oh, no. I mean, that parade lasts from like 9 in the morning
till
7 o'clock. At night, and I couldn't stand it.
Mike, it is beautiful to watch. That's the thing about Philadelphia is they really make the city look pretty at Christmas.
Do they also attack Santa during the Mummers Parade?
Yeah, they throw batteries at him.
Thrown it right in there. I can't make my Philadelphia accent sound like anything other than Baltimore. We have a new sponsor, 2026. Yay! This is the time of year when I need my wardrobe to be at its best. Absolutely. That's why I'm all about Quince.
I love Quince.
Quince. They make it easy to look sharp, feel good, and find gifts that last. From Mongolian cashmere sweaters, how's that for warming you up, to Italian wool coats, Quince pieces are crafted from premium materials and built to hold up without luxury markup. Quince makes the essentials every guy needs. Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. You can't beat that.
Mike, I wore that sweater to every holiday event this year, and everyone loved it. I got comments everywhere.
For God's sakes, launder it. Italian wool coats that look and feel designer, and denim and chinos that fit just right. Plus, down jackets, wool top coats, leather styles that are built to last. It's everything you actually want to wear, built to hold up season after season. I got a cashmere sweater perfect for the Florida winters, which is to say it looks amazing staying in the home. Anyway, it looks great, and it's not bulky or too hot.
Yeah, it's
it
not looks too amazing. Hot. It breathes. It's cashmere. Yeah.
Get your wardrobe on point and your gift list handled with Quince. Don't wait. Go to quince.com/TMOS for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/TMOS. Free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TMOS.
I wonder if there will be any Mummers tidbits in Mike's tidbits today.
Mecca Lecca Heiny Ho.
No, Mele Kaliki Maka. Mele meaning happy.
Thank you, Alton. All right, let's see what specs I'm going to wear today. How about the gray ones?
Oh, nice. That's good. Look at us in our glasses. Don't we make a handsome trio?
It's too late to do anything about Gen Z, but Gen Alpha is still young enough to mold, and they obviously need our help, and I mean it. This is a very important story. And on the more ribald shows across the country, you'll probably hear this. Today is National Pass Gas Day. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Hoda was talking about it on the Today Show.
Was she really?
No. I'm kidding.
I would look, of all the people, Hoda's not even on that show anymore.
I know, but I don't think she would, because if she was like with Kathy Lee, they wouldn't do that. They would be too busy not talking about farts.
Well, it celebrates farts, and the one thing that's still universally funny across all demographics, I've said out my whole life, that it's the universal language of comedy. You can't not laugh at it. Maybe not. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. No. Lifehacker did a roundup of the top things kids did and didn't find funny in 2025, and farts are apparently not funny to Generation Alpha.
How can that possibly
be? That's not true.
Some videos went viral in July where parents and teachers claim Gen Alpha kids don't laugh when someone cuts a loud one, even if it's, you know, no matter what quality it is, you know, whether it's really, you know, wet, fine, you know, airy, loud.
You know, Mike, whenever you say that, I'm reminded after the Janet Jackson incident at the Super Bowl when we were called in that meeting with the lawyers on K Street that had the credit
card
machine.
Performance where he ripped off that side of her bra and then she farted.
And no. They were just trying to keep an eye on our content. And someone in the meeting asked, what about farts? And one of the highest paid attorneys in Washington, D.C.'s question was, can you describe the fart?
Those are sad times.
They truly were.
One video showed a mom asking her kid about it, and he was adamant no one in his class would laugh if he farted, even if it stunk. Well, that's a stupid. You know what?
But that's the wrong spot to ask because in class, everyone's embarrassed. And if it's middle school and stuff, it's awkward.
Yeah. I farted in a silent study hall with Mr. Wild. That was his name, Mr. Wild.
That is wild.
And Mr. Wild was silent. And, of course, the kids back in high school did what kids do. They all pushed their chairs away from me. And everybody went, oh. And Mr. Wild looked up and went, that's disgusting.
It's not, though. It's funny is what it is.
Let's see. The video asking the kid about it, he informed the kid that farting is a normal thing we all do, and she agreed because he's right, but she said everyone would have laughed when she was a kid. So that's the other generation.
I think it's, the fact that the kid says everyone does it, that's why it's funny.
Right.
I mean, everyone is a slave to the body and making the gas, and it's a funny sound. It truly is.
Not clear if the farts aren't funny thing is really true on a large scale, but if it is, they say it might be because laughing at a fart might seem like bullying behavior, and this is the generation with all of that anti-bullying.
I think laughter is encouragement, isn't it?
I don't know.
But that's why I think the classroom's a bad spot to ask versus hanging out with their friends.
One of the things I want to do, fellas, with this show, if we ever get a chance, we missed it this year, but the big consumer electronics show in Vegas.
Oh, that's fun.
We had a great time when we went out there. I really, 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 really tried to edit this.
Okay.
But I couldn't. There was nothing on here that I didn't find interesting. These are the weirdest, coolest, interesting tech items that are making waves out at CES, which is just convention hall after convention hall. Joel Rosenbaum, thank you for the $20 super chat. Aloha to you as well. Let me give you the some of the weird things that are doing it here. Lollipops that play music. The brand is called Lollipop Star. Each flavor plays a different song using bone conduction. You are such an old fart. You really are. You are just like, my lawn. It's just a novelty. Come on.
They've got some of them. Here's the ones Rob can get behind. They've got the lollipops that play music inside your mouth, but they also have the ones that you can record a message that plays inside the person's mouth.
That's so funny.
That's nutty.
The music plays inside with bone conduction. It plays inside your head. You can only hear it when you bite down. They'll cost $9 each. It's just fun. I thought it was fascinating.
That's wild.
I know you don't care about these things. Color-changing fingernails.
I have that in my toenails, but that's just a symptom.
A company called iPolish.
No, Mike, it's probably Polish.
I know. Yeah. I was doing a Norm MacDonald there. A company called iPolish iPolish is behind them. They're press-on nails that change color with a special device you have to buy. They say you can choose from 300 different shades. The starter kit is $95.
That's less than $10 a finger.
Now he's trying to just be snarky without being really... Yeah. You don't approve of that either, do you?
No, I like that. I think that's pretty cool.
When you guys were in CES, I was there the same time, but I was there for work and having to go talk to all these booths. I saw your guys' little setup in the little corner cubicle
right. that we had, right?
Yeah, where you guys were recording. Did you guys walk around the show floor and get to see all this stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
The year that we were there, the two big things that they were talking about were digital printing. That was big, big, big.
Yep.
And the other thing was curved televisions.
I remember that.
That was a big deal.
Was it 2011? I think it was... 2011, like yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the first self-driving car was being demoed that year as well.
It was, I was amazed at just how wide. And
Mike,
I was,
you got headphones at that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I got dragged over to your little cubicle, the issue that they needed help
dragged
with,
over?
That Oscar came and wanted to show me where you guys are set up and recording.
Oh,
because
okay.
I was there for work.
Okay.
But he had a big deal where he was trying to get the headphones straight for Mike to get a free pair of headphones.
And I remember that, yeah.
I got them, and they lasted a very long time. Mm-hmm. They were good headphones. The next one is talking AI picture frames. Nah, anyway, don't care about that. They talk, and they can have conversations with you. They were inspired by the talking paintings in Harry Potter.
If you did the voice, I would do it.
Here's a great one.
Creepy.
This one Rob will like. I predict that. Vibrating kitchen knives. They're like your grandma's old school, you know, the electric knife
now,
that
do
she
you
had.
Use them? Do you use those in the kitchen or the bedroom?
Listen to this. No. Listen.
How about this? Yeah.
The carving knife, they vibrate 30,000 times per second. That means you can cut through stuff much more easily.
If you think about how primitive like an electric knife is, and I still use one around the holidays, that's fantastic.
It will be. I mean, it would be cutting a roast, cutting a turkey. Yeah.
Cutting 10 fingers.
Yeah. Or cutting.
clean off.
Mike, cutting the cheese.
Cutting the cheese.
Which is not funny.
National Pass Gas Day. AI-powered hair clippers. Now, this is something that's fascinating.
You got to leave me out on this one.
Listen to me. You choose a hairstyle in the app, like crew cut or side part, and the blade automatically adjusts while you use it. They don't give us tons of detail on this. It was also at last year's show, so there's no word on price.
How fast does it vibrate?
Shut up. Gaming headphones that read your mind. They scan your brain waves to track focus, reaction speed, and cognitive load.
I love people that game. Robert is a big gamer, and that's sensational, but I don't want anything reading my mind, ever. No, thank you.
How about Lego smart bricks?
Yes, that I love. What is it?
They light up and make different sounds depending on what you build. Like if they're part of a car, they'll make an engine sound.
What if you build an ass? Does it make a fart sound?
National Pass Gas Day. A toilet that calls for help. A company called Vovo.
But only when I sit on it.
What triggers it?
A company called Vovo, of course that's what it's called, has a new smart toilet for seniors. If they don't use it for 8 hours, it alerts their family in case they fell or need help. I have a bulletin, Vovo.
Yes.
Seniors quite often don't use the toilet for 8 hours. That's why there's Miralax.
And
thank you very much.
I was going to say, it also sends an alert if you have a cheese-rich diet.
God. AI mirrors. Let's see what this is about. There's one that helps you do your makeup and another that scans your face to monitor your health. This is cool stuff.
I can see. I don't buy into the makeup. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the makeup, I know people are already using like ChatGPT to upload a picture of themselves and say what makeup, what color should I wear?
What works
color
for me?
What works well with me?
You remember how Mike looked even just 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It's different.
Well, I mean, now I use AI every day and put it in my computer and I said, have I gotten rid of the pallor?
Yeah, that's right. And then that message is forwarded to me by your toilet.
A portable food allergy detector. Bring it to restaurants. It can tell you if your meal is safe to eat. For somebody that's got a kid with a food allergy, I think this is cool. A robot vacuum that climbs stairs. It looks like a normal robot vacuum. I've seen TV.
Roomba.
I've seen TV on this.
I've seen TV on it.
They've also got a robot vacuum that has little hands that come out, so it'll pick up like socks and stuff that are in the way.
Incredible.
Wow.
Absolutely,
I like that.
Amazing. Yeah. A clip-on device that remembers your conversations. It's small enough to clip onto your shirt. It can summarize work calls or settle that argument when your spouse claims, no, that's not what I said.
That's pretty cool.
So much AI inspired stuff that's out there right now. So I think it's fun. And isn't fun the best thing to have?
That's
the way I look at it. After it was announced that Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence were producing a Miss Piggy movie, bizarre rumors popped up that one of them might be playing the title character. That's obviously ridiculous.
Sure.
I don't think it's that ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. Is it live action? I mean, are they
Miss Piggy is a puppet. It would be a voice maybe, but if it's Miss Piggy.
Somebody actually asked Emma Stone about it. She said, quote, first of all, that is the biggest insult to Miss Piggy that I've ever heard, and I will not have her name dragged through the mud like that. She's funny. Why would I play a literal star? She's the greatest. She added, quote, of course I'm not playing Miss Piggy, and neither is Jennifer. We pale in comparison. Are you out of your mind?
That's funny. It's very silly. You don't want that to happen.
What is that Kermit with a hat on, with a hoodie?
This is from Muppets Jedi Most Kermit. Wanted. No, no, no. It's when he was evil Kermit, because he has a beauty mark. And I got this for Julia because she loves the movie. And then she informed me that I bought it for her a year ago. So
is that a mole that Kermit has, or is just a stain?
Yeah, it's a mole because he's evil Kermit. He's Russian. Yeah.
Miss Piggy is playing Miss Piggy, according to Emma Stone. She would be storming out right now at the mere suggestion. Yeah. According to Emma.
I'm surprised the role didn't go to Jacob Elordi, who plays everything in every movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Jacob Elordi?
He's in Euphoria. He played Elvis. He played Frankenstein. He was in, what was that movie? Saltburn.
He was the Elvis guy. Okay.
Yeah.
He was
everywhere.
Elvis in Priscilla.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate him.
Frankenstein sucked. Really sucked.
Yeah, I don't want a sexy Frankenstein.
When ZZ Top first got together, Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill didn't even have those crazy long beards, but by the time they were topping the charts, it was their trademark. When the top was red hot in the early 80s, Gillette offered Gibbons and Hill $1 million each to shave their beards off in a Super Bowl commercial, and they considered it, but first, they called a Warner Brothers exec named Bob Merlis, and here's the advice he gave them. Quote, the money's good. You might as well consider doing it, but I'm also not really sure any of you guys know what's under there. So they passed, and Billy says that when word got out that they'd chosen their beards over the money, their fans went nuts and absolutely loved it. That makes sense to
me. Do you think that they have very weak jawlines under the beards?
Right. And I feel like the $1 million could fix whatever's under there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And Josh, here's a question for you. I won't ask Mike this. Do you know that there's a third member in ZZ Top? And do you know what his name is? He's clean shaven. He's clean shaven. His name is Frank Beard. It's true.
That's true. The drummer is Frank Beard. Yeah. Finally today, some idiot in rural Kentucky got arrested after cops say he stole his ex-girlfriend's car while she was giving birth to his baby.
Oh, that's a bad, bad man.
His name is Christopher Millett. He's 37 years old. His ex went into labor last Friday. She was at a hospital in Pikeville, Kentucky, right near the Virginia border. Chris showed up for the birth, but the hospital said he couldn't come in because of visitation policies. Mom told him he could wait outside in her car instead and gave him the keys. Like, I guess she never gave him the keys before.
Right.
He said he'd stay in the car until the baby arrived, but then he never came back. He just bolted and he left town with her car. Security footage shows him getting into the passenger seat first, but then he got out, hopped in the driver's seat, and drove away.
God, that's wow.
Security footage showed that he pulls out of the parking lot and just keeps on going. She called and asked where her car was. He told her it was none of her business and hung up. Cops tracked him down the next day. He's 30 miles from the hospital. He was driving in the car when they spotted him. He's facing charges for theft and receiving stolen property. It's not his first rodeo. His rap sheet includes several prior arrests, including one for possession of methamphetamine.
Oh, that's
there
no good.
It is.
He was just running to the drive-thru and then just kept going.
No, yeah. I like the defense of none of your beeswax.
None of your business, ma'am. I'm taking off. Make a baby, get a car. Hey, you know, through the years, we've handled some minor complaints about this show. We try to make adjustments every now and then for you when you squeak about it. We've always tried to fix the problems. 2026, no different. We listen to what you have to say. No, we're not going to insist that Mike gets LASIK surgery. His stylish glasses aren't going anywhere.
I love it.
But we do have a glorious upgrade to our distribution system that will make your life so much easier. It's called Supercast.
Oh, I love it.
Supercast. Supercast.
Supercast.
Supercast.
I heard Miley in there.
And it will get you your bonus show in three easy steps. When you subscribe, you will get an email. Open it on the device you will use to listen to this podcast. For most people, that's their phone. Then click your preferred podcast player icon. That opens up the app and imports your private feed. It ports right to your feed. Finally, click the subscribe and you're done. Honestly, that easy. You can even gift memberships to loved ones. Every current bonus show member has been sent an email to set up their new account. It's all explained in your email. And if you have any questions, we would love to hear from you. Well, Josh would. Josh at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Call Mike. Mike likes people. Call me. I'd love to hear from you.
Josh at MikeO'MaraShow. Josh at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Making the bonus show easy to access will help you help us because the bonus show remains the best way you can support TMOS. I want, I've always wanted to take a little vacation to Europe. Mm-hmm. And I've always said, Carla, is this the year that we get to go to Finland?
Oh, you love Finland. Didn't you? That's where you were an exchange student.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I was. I learned the language. And for the entire year, I ate dried cod.
And I remember your nickname. They always said you were quick to finish. That's what they said.
That was me. The quick finisher, spelled with two N's.
Finland is perhaps an underrated country. They bring a lot of great things to the world. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about the CES convention in Vegas. This is, to me, wild. In Finland, there's a company called IXI. It's an eyewear company. And they have made glasses that look like regular glasses, but they focus internally, thus replacing the need for bifocals. Like, you know, if a bifocal, you're wearing it, you look through the bottom, it's for close, and if you look at the top, it's for further away.
And aren't they referred to now as progressive lenses?
Yeah, bifocals actually goes way back to Ben Franklin when you could actually see the slot in mm-hmm. the glass. But now they are progressives. But think how cool it would be if you have these glasses, you charge them up on your, you know, like everything else with a right. USB port. And you put them on, and it realizes if you're looking at something close or something far away, and it changes the focus for you.
This falls right into the same category of what
isn't
I was
it
talking
great,
about.
Though?
That these amazing, isn't this great?
Isn't this great?
I like it when you is turn it? Into Damone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Is it a real product yet?
Yes,
because
it absolutely
sounds amazing.
Is. Yeah, the glasses contain, I'm quoting here, eye tracking sensors as well as liquid crystal in the lenses, which can be used to change the prescription instantaneously and in real time.
It will see what the eye is doing? Is that how it will, the reflection of the eye will show what the challenge is?
Well, or? It'd be like when you go to the eye doctor and you look through the thing and it focuses in and out to mm-hmm. find, like, right? Like, the person yeah. doesn't press any buttons anymore. It does it automatically.
And it is a rechargeable pair of glasses. That's the only thing I don't like is I hate the notion of having to charge something else when I go to bed. But mm-hmm. you charge it, and it finds your focal length. Like, I have progressives on right now. They're, I think they're tuned to, like, 12 inches and 2 feet, I think is what the doctor did. And it would be so cool to have it change for you while that – and with all the glasses you have, I mean, you could just do away with them all. Throw them out the window.
Yeah,
thanks to IXI.
Fun in that?
Well, you could get red ones. Oh, you know what this company should do, Josh? They should make glasses that the prescription stays the same, but the frame changes color.
Exactly. It'd be like the nails that could change color that we had earlier.
That's right. I bet, Mike, you can see so good right now.
Here's the problem. Mike gets all his glasses from Temu. And these glasses are going to be like $1,500.
That's true.
Yeah, and I mean, well, the reason I get them from Temu is because I can get as many as I want.
How many do you want?
Hold on a second. Let's see if I can wear them all. This might be viral. This might be that viral moment we've been looking for. I'm really excited here. I got more over here.
And you keep these all in your studio all the time?
Yeah, and I shouldn't. They gather in my studio, and I don't like that because when they get... Are you guys there?
Yes, we're here, Mike.
They gather in my studio because that's where they end up because I always bring a different pair.
Do you have others sprinkled around the house as I do? I have reading glasses everywhere.
Got them everywhere.
Yeah.
I've got them everywhere.
What you should do is you should treat it like an Easter egg hunt and ask Michael to just go hide all these throughout the house in places where you might need them.
That's good. I would love that.
See if I give my kid a little psych egg. Michael! Come on in here for a second.
One of the faults is...
see if you still entertain them.
They are not...
see if he laughs, Generation Alpha.
They are not clear for using when driving, because when you're driving and looking near and far, it tends to focus on...
I drive fine with these on. I have no problem. See all the traffic signs. Michael!
Love to see you pulled over. Is there a problem, officer?
officer, I only had one beer. I am sorry. Have I done something illegal? What do all those people do now when they're giving the cops a hard time, right? When they won't get out of the car? I mean, have I broken the law?
Yeah, that's right.
Do not give you permission. I do not give you permission to search this car.
Right. All sovereign citizens wear 20 pairs of glasses.
Sovereign citizens.
Josh, this answers your question.
I do not consent to a search of my vehicle.
The user's eyes are tracked by an array of photodiodes. Does that make sense to you?
Photodiodes? Sure. Well, you got to say it with a Finnish accent.
That would mean
photodiodes.
Photodiodes that convert light into electrical signals, and LEDs together, they bounce invisible infrared light off the eyes and then measure the reflection to infer what the user is looking at. So it's instantaneous.
I infer this is a problem.
Diodes?
I truly do fur. Infer. All right.
And there's also...
I think you lost your son.
I know. You know what he's doing? He's probably out fishing. He's probably out fishing with his bad ankle that he can't go to baseball practice.
Yeah, that ankle won't work for baseball, but I can stand and fish.
Yeah, I can hobble down to the pond.
I'll find out where he is, by golly, there are two companies as show's over.
There's two companies in Japan that are working on the same technology. If they are able to make these financially feasible, would you be into them?
What?
Mike, these glasses that change their focus. If they were financially feasible, would you go with it?
The bottom line is I get readers because, and by the way, I get a lot of free eye care stuff now. Medicare for at least for now, before they gut
it. That's right. At Christmas, they sent you a cane, didn't they?
No, they say get an eye test, get this test. They're all about it. They're all about eye exams and all that. And I think I get a break on eyeglasses as well, but I think it's absurd. And by the way, when they sell you 8 pairs of these things that have perfectly good lenses for $3, you realize how insanely ripped off you're getting eyewear in America.
I want to issue a very, very, very intense FU to Foster Grant. Why are you overcharging us, Foster?
Well, I mean, you go into Foster Grant, into a drugstore, and you see that rack that's got the readers on
it.
Exactly. Rob, do what I do. It's $4. Rob, have you done it yet? Have you gone on Temu and looked for reading glasses?
I've not done reading glasses.
He just steals them.
No, I don't steal them. How dare you? I buy them at Costco because that allows me a test drive. But that's a 3-pack for like $12.
God, do you ever get out of your little hamster wheel and drive?
No.
If you go on
the
Temu,
pack at Costco is not bad. It's not a bad cost.
But I've seen it at Costco. It sucks. Look at this. I'm going to grab one in randomly here. Look at this right here. Look at these. These are beautiful.
Those look way better than mine.
Beautiful. And they came in a pack of like 9. I'm not exaggerating here. You can get these and they're perfectly acceptable. Are they bulletproof? No. They don't have to be.
Right. And Mike, here's the thing that you'll hate is right now the company only offers
all of them.
2 or 3 different styles. So you can't go wild with your fashion. Like
Rob,
like
please
do
this for me.
Okay.
You owe it to yourself to at least peek at Temu and look for reading glasses. See what you can get.
I'm going to order some today.
They're fantastic. I mean, it's the best.
I got these from Amazon in like a 4-pack, but they suck. Yeah. They're too tiny.
They are really small.
Oh, by the way, and I think the Chinese think that we have giant heads.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You're going to love these. You're going to love because they have them for big-headed people like China. You.
Now, China. I told Rob when we were talking at some point, I am very intrigued because Joe Rogan talks about how he uses red light therapy on his eyeballs and it stops. He no longer needs reading glasses because he stares at this red light. And now I am tempted to pay $70 to buy the thing to try it.
I wouldn't take a Joe Rogan recommended product. I believe I might turn green. Well, I think the pot-addled nature of Rogan is, and by the way, you cannot argue with his meteoric, phenomenal, earth-shattering success.
He doesn't need reading glasses anymore because of this red light.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're just making his checks bigger. Yeah.
It is sold on Amazon and said it helps. Like, they have a whole list on Amazon where it helps with your, so you no longer need readers.
Mike, I have to apologize.
Looking through, I'll probably go out and buy it myself.
Looking through your Pizza Hut glass is not the same as red light therapy.
No, it's not. Josh's, somebody says Josh's glasses look like the glasses they put on infants.
They are. They are way too small. They are way too tiny, but I'm getting my LASIK tweaked in like 2 weeks, so I don't want to spend any money.
And
so
you know
I'm
how painful that can be.
Oh!
There you go. Wow. All right. Well, good luck with the fins. And
I say
all
good luck
stuff.
To us all.
Yes, yes. And God bless us, everyone, as well. Now, here's another product that we advertise on this show. A fact. It's called Relief Band. Meet your arch enemy when you're talking about nausea. It's called Relief Band. The original anti-nausea wristband, clinically proven, drug-free, and doctor-recommended. It stops nausea from motion sickness, migraines, anxiety, hangovers, morning sickness, chemo, and more. Just strap it on, adjust the intensity, and feel relief kick in fast with zero side effects. The new Premier Plus Relief Band model goes even further with smart skin sensing technology. It's a built-in digital clock that's in there as well, and next level nausea control. It sounds too good to be. Did we get the picture? Could we get the picture up of the Relief Band?
Yeah, I can.
All right.
I just hold on. It's going to just drop you out for a second, but
wait. Hello.
There you are.
How are you? Can you hear me? Hello?
There. Oh, hi, everybody. Relief Band is wonderful, and if you look to my left, you will see them.
See, it's...
Now here's Mike.
All right.
The overlays are not working today.
Okay. Somebody needs to get back in his home studio, no? Sounds too good to be true, but trust me, it works. I have it. I use it. I love it. Relief Band isn't magic. It's science. Hospital-developed, doctor-backed, life-changing. It looks great with all of my new smart outfits. I got for Christmas. It looks great with all of my jumpers. So if better yet, my rompers.
Oh, I love you in a romper, Mike.
So if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people right now. There's an exclusive offer for our listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you will receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping,
you know,
everybody.
What's really cool, Mike, is the owner of the Ravens, his overlays work.
So sad.
You know, once I pulled up on his house, to the owner of the Ravens' house on Christmas Day, because a TV wasn't working or something, and I pulled up in his house in Severna Park, and this dirt bike comes flying down the road.
Yeah.
And it is the owner of the Ravens on a dirt bike, in a bathrobe and nothing else.
That is so hot.
It was the oddest situation.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's very strange. And you, look at you, Mr. Workerby. You want to know why people like to knock your door down to give you jobs?
Oh, I answer the call.
I mean, that's amazing. That's what it's all about, especially Josh, in that high-end, you know, service industry.
It's not a big deal. Josh doesn't observe Christmas.
All right, we don't have time to do the grammar test. We'll do that tomorrow.
Okay, I look forward to that.
On tomorrow's show. But we will do a little TV movie talk right now. Rob was asking me if I saw the movie Jay Kelly.
Yeah.
I guess you liked it. That's why you want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm curious of your thoughts.
This is the George Clooney, Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah, yeah.
This is George Clooney, and it is an amazing performance by Adam Sandler, in my humble
opinion.
You
know, it's funny because I think we're trained after all these years to call a movie that has him in it a George Clooney movie.
Yeah.
But this is an Adam Sandler movie.
Sandler movie, and Adam Sandler is the driving acting force. I mean,
looking at Happy Gilmore here. No. It's not going to be.
No baby voices?
No Hubie Halloween here.
Hey, yo, George Clooney.
Are you going to retire? Ooh, doo, doo, doo.
Adam Sandler.
So this is more uncut gems.
Yeah. Yeah, and Adam Sandler has made a series of choices with his material that if he is not getting some great assistance with these choices, he's making brilliant choices, because this is really just he doesn't mind playing the struggling everyman kind of guy, the behind the scenes guy, and I think it's a sweet movie, right, Rob? I mean, it really is.
It is really, and I thought this is why you would go for it more. It is really a movie based in character.
Yeah.
There's not much of a story. The story is two sentences.
Right, exactly.
But the characters are wonderful. It's a beautiful film.
Right.
It really, to me, suggests the kind of movies of yesteryear, because it's a beautiful story, well told, with really good acting. And also in it, I was shocked, didn't know when I tuned in, that Elvis's granddaughter is in it. And she's very good in it. She plays the oldest daughter, Riley Keough.
At the center of this film is the concept of what one sacrifices be in the public eye and become a megastar, and what you really give up. It goes from top to bottom in the business of show. It just does. I mean, whether you're a professional athlete, whether you're a well-known television personality or a movie star,
and
if
you really think about it, George Clooney got his start literally on The Facts of Life. He was almost an extra on The Facts of Life, and he has become really one of the last movie stars left, I think. The kind of guy that really symbolizes what, you know, Hollywood can present to us. And I think he brings a lot of that to his performance. I'm not saying that he's not any good. Sandler is the movie.
But certainly he's playing himself.
Oh, God, yes, yes.
You know, 100%.
Even when they go back over his career and they show clips from real George Clooney movies.
Yeah.
It's just a lovely, lovely film. Great sets in Europe. But, man, Adam Sandler is so impressive. And he's a guy that I probably would have discounted as a career being over 15 years ago.
I'm someone who, in the day, I just savaged him. I really did. I thought, and I still stand by. I looked at Happy Gilmore 2 was the most recent. I hate those kind of movies. I really do. I think they're so.
They have a place.
Hubie Halloween.
You know what? I can't. Even when I try to turn my brain off, it's just not my cup of tea.
If they caught you in the right mood, I think you would like Gilmore 2 because there's so much inside golf stuff.
You know, I was in a crappy mood after I watched it.
You watched half of it.
Maybe
a quarter of it.
The thing about Adam Sandler, though, is there are two things that I really, really like about him. I like his choices for dramas. I think he's a spectacular serious actor.
He really is.
Which is amazing when you think about the early body of work. The other thing about Adam Sandler is I love the stories about him being a good guy.
And he is a good guy.
Where he really is a good dude. And so, you know,
faithful to his friends. And also he brings, really essentially an unlikable character that he plays in this, the agent, and make him very sympathetic. I mean, it's just a good film.
Yep.
And Laura Dern is also very good in it. They may be underused, but I recommend it highly. I think it's on Netflix, so go and watch it.
Are his kids in it? He likes to put his kids in his movies.
I think one of his kids is. I'm not certain about that.
Jay Kelly is the name of the movie. And then really briefly, because I just don't want to dwell on it, what is this hockey show that's on TV?
Oh, it's called Heated Rivalry, Mike, and it's about...
Check it out. Then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, it might be best if you just watched it.
Oh, is this a homework assignment? All right, I'll do it. I will do it. And by the way, I agree. What's that?
I made it 2 minutes into the show.
Well, we know I know why that is.
It wasn't for me.
That's your church group. Anyway,
Mike, it's 100% for me.
It is. You've watched two episodes.
Two episodes because it is unlike anything I've ever seen on television. It truly is.
Okay.
And did you say you and Robert watch it together?
No, Robert would not watch it.
Snack Cake Retriever, Uncut Gems was fantastic. I think Uncut Gems, one of the best movies I've ever seen. It was that good. I love that movie. Heated Rivalry,
mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of sexual content.
Mike, there is two hockey players. One of them is I believe Canadian and one is Russian, and they get very close. They're good friends.
They're gay?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
But secretly.
And leaving very little to the imagination?
It is soft core at its purest, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well,
oh, God.
When's the show over? All right. Anyway, good stuff. All right. I can't wait.
Running in the background the whole time.
Do you have beautiful video standing by
Mike,
for
I've
us today?
I've got some stuff that will really shock you today, yes.
Okay. Listen, I stopped by my wife's brick-and-mortar store for DermGlow Skin. And
people should be, they should know, because you were unclear yesterday, she's not selling bricks and mortar. When you say brick and mortar store,
people
they
know what a brick and mortar store is, Rob.
Okay.
But anyway, I'll share this with you instead. Look, yes. You know that the weight loss DermGlow Skin thing is a big deal for her.
Yes, but of course.
Here's the thing. And I told Carla now is working with her mom. Her mom is the director of First Impressions. And it's so funny. I was there between around Christmas and New Year's, and people kind of walked by the storefront very quickly. Mm-hmm. And Carla and her mom were out in front when I was there today, mm-hmm. and people walked in more.
Sure.
I don't know what that says about me being at the front desk, but this is seriously
I
what
have
I
actually,
said.
I have tape, Mike, of when they were there. It's,
when I was there?
You want to go out?
That's what I said.
You want to go out, honey?
Okay.
Spend any money? Come here, cutie.
This is, hey. This is a true story. This is what I said to both Carla and her mom. When I was there and I would see a couple of people walk by the storefront.
Yes.
And I was alone. And I at the front desk, I would feign smiling and having a conversation on the phone with somebody. So it would be a pot. This is how it would work. They come by. Can you give me that? Well, I'm not going to make you do the shot. I would be like going.
In your mind, did you know who you were talking to?
No. I was just doing a play
act. Total improv.
To say, hey, I'm having... because I wanted people that walked by to say to themselves, isn't that great?
This place is really happening.
But anyway, I digress.
I think they were thinking, I've never seen a white guy at the welcome desk.
Also, they walked in and said, why is he talking, but no sound is coming out?
DermGlow Skin, you get all sorts of great stuff. It doesn't matter whether it's weight loss, skin care. The programs for weight loss are designed for real life. No gimmicks, no judgment, and payment plans are available. If you want to get these life-changing medications that help, I know 80 pounds is nothing to sneeze at. HSA and FSA cards are welcome. Getting started is easy. Head to DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss button. After a quick online process, you get your medical approval and your medication shipped straight to your door, and get ready to lose the weight.
It happens.
Yes, please do. And come visit Carla in Fort Myers, Florida. Come on down and get yourself a facial, everybody. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry
King George, Mike.
George Music Powered Michael.
Now, I know it's actually been even part of the fabric of this episode that I'm not a sports guy, and I'm not. But when I was brought home from the hospital as a youth, I was kept a few extra days. I came home, I was 3.
They wanted to make... the reason he was kept a few extra days, they were having a little trouble determining what the sex of the child was.
Yeah, and then after that, of course, observation.
Yeah.
No, but when I came home, my father, sports guy, had a poster of a certain quarterback over my crib that he put me in when I came home like a week old. And this guy has always meant a lot to me. And I saw this on YouTube yesterday, and the first sentence of this sort of little mini documentary on Sonny Jurgensen, I think, will please you. So let's.
An overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest.
You gotta play it from the beginning. Clip the beginning. You can't clip the beginning of that. Let's.
Okay, here we go.
Let me fix the. There you go.
Are we ready? Okay, here's Sonny.
An overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers
overweight
in NFL history. Sonny Jurgensen partied hard on Saturday and outplayed his opponent on Sunday. They claimed he didn't care and told him to lose weight, but he proved them all wrong.
So that's a bad narration. It goes on and on, but they touched on all the things, like saying that when he left Philadelphia, all the bartenders wore a black armband. the time that he went to a journalist and said, yeah, but I don't throw with my stomach. I throw with my arm. But if you, and here's the thing, if you go onto YouTube and you search alcoholic quarterback, that's the documentary you get.
Right, well, there are also, player after player that, you know, that did the hooch all the time. But,
yeah, but
Sonny,
only Sonny, when he would have his accidents called in to the police for DUI, would they call it a 6 or a 9?
Whether
he rolled the car or not.
That's a fantastic story that I got from a sheriff in Loudoun County.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's an amazing story.
I'm fascinated by Sonny Jurgensen, and I had never seen that. So if you want to take 10 minutes out of your day and learn a little bit, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Now, Mike, deer, they're crazy animals, these deer. They go places they don't belong.
Oh, I thought you were just being sweet to me today.
Honey, I want to play you another tape.
Okay, let's do it.
This deer found a house that the people were gone, and apparently this deer really wanted to get in.
A dispatch call for a broken window, a police presence, and animal control. All for a deer that managed to make its way into this Grand Chute home Monday.
We actually netted it, and we were going to use a blanket, but the animal had been in there a couple days, so it was a little bit tired out, and we were able to just grab onto it by hand and take it out.
It had been there a couple days?
We think maybe Saturday.
According to CeeLo, the owners weren't home at the time of the break-in, and it wasn't until Monday morning when a neighbor noticed the deer in the basement. CeeLo showed Fox 11 around to where the damage happened.
Right there is the spot.
Since it had a few days in the house, the deer had time to make its way around.
It's a mess. Glass and poop everywhere.
The deer wasn't injured going in or out of the house. CeeLo says an animal winding up in a home is more common than you'd think.
I love the fact, Mike, that the reporter sounds 10 years old.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
One of the shots is deer tracks in the snow. That's not really dynamic television.
Nice that when the exhausted deer was finally removed from the house, they decided to put it like on an icy black ice driveway where the deer couldn't get footing.
You don't think that the people that are called to remove wildlife from houses are hateful people? They hate them.
Hey, look at them go.
Meanwhile, Mike, there are some stories that are just best to be heard because I can't add anything to them.
Okay.
Okay, folks, you cannot make this up. That was the caption on a post from the Polk County Sheriff's Office yesterday.
Sheriff Grady Judge says his deputies found Matthew Zaccarino of Altamont Springs on a Polk County construction site. But the way they found him, well, we'll just let the sheriff explain.
And as our deputies approach him to see what's he doing on this construction site, we see this dude wearing a red lace bra with prosthetic silicone breastuses.
But wait, there's more. Sheriff Judd says he was also wearing a G-string, and under one of the breast prosthetics, deputies say they found a gun.
Come on down to Florida, folks. Come on down.
Keith said he was on his way to a costume party, because who doesn't have a costume party this time of year?
I thought it was a costume ball.
Mike, let's close with this. This is fun because there's a geologist character on Landman now.
He's the dreamy guy that Taylor Sheridan put in that series.
Exactly. And I don't know if you know this, but today is National Old Rock Day. Now, I'm not talking about, like, you know, the Rolling Stones. I'm talking about...
Hi, this is Keith Richards.
I'm talking about old rocks for geologists, and I found this on YouTube. This is the band The Police saluting this day, National Old Rock Day. You know the song.
Roxanne.
Kind of. See, apparently they're really into this holiday. Here are The Police.
Rocks! Are you playing this with the blank screen showing right now?
There's no video.
There's no video. Yeah.
I got that. I gathered that. Rocks!
Is this your own creation?
Let's just celebrate the geologist. That's all I'm saying. And, Mike, that is your beautiful video for today.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There we go. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. I might or I might not watch that show. Not quite sure. We're going to do a little fifth grade grammar tomorrow. So
I love it.
And, by the way, I did not succeed very well when I played that game myself. But I'll quiz you two tomorrow.
And if he returns my call, we'll have Steve Bridges on tomorrow as well.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Steve, come on the show.
Nice.
Let's go. He can do the test as well.
I'm kidding. Love you, Steve. For Josh Soroka in Orlando, Rob Spiewak outside of our nation's capital, and little old me, Ed Herlihy, down here in South Fort Myers, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Thank you, dear.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Right. What do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
He was an overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers in NFL history.
Fiddlesticks. I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes!
There is no God.